This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We continue to follow the Supreme Court's decision blocking the Trump administration's attempt to end the DACA program. That's the system that lets people who came to the U.S. illegally as minors apply every 2 years to stay and to work. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on what it means for workers and employers.
Hugo Nicolás's parents brought him to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 11. He landed a scholarship to attend the University of Oregon and got approved for DACA. But when President Trump announced he was canceling the program in 2017, Nicolás quit school.
Because if they remove DACA and then they remove protections from me, then I want to make sure that at least I have money available, I guess, if I need to go back home.
He took a job at a bank, but he still hasn't finished his college degree. With yesterday's Supreme Court decision, Nicolás is less worried about losing his job in Tacoma and being deported. But DACA recipients still have to renew their work authorization every 2 years. Maria Echaveste at the Opportunity Institute says that makes it hard for workers to plan a career. And
I think for employers, it raises that same question. Do I invest in this person?
Echaveste says if the Trump administration tries to eliminate DACA again, it'll introduce more uncertainty into the employer-employee relationship. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.